This is How to Make a Body by Jason Myers. How to Make a Body, Genesis 2. Then tried to make, in my body, a home of what my body felt, which was a combination of saffron and sadness. The way a voice, moving from mouth to ear, trawls the longing distances of echo, of echo. By saffron, I mean both the color and the flower that offers its red threads to give, when boiled, paella and risotto their umber deep. Some feelings need an application of steam to find their fifth essence. In my body, echoes of the bodies my body has been, of feelings unformed, unfelt, unfettered. It was the rough edge of spring. Black birds bathed in a creek, not yet condos. How generously the water moved over the green rocks. How meekly the rocks said, "Thank you, come again." Someone I love much was dying. Someone I love much had just been born. The earth hinges. My body is a hunch, a guessing game. On the other side of the creek, the grass was of such brightness, it seemed each blade was lit from within. All language variations on to gleam. The feeling that started this poem is gone. Each feeling a residue of a place remembered, a sun set. My body a simulacrum of necks, lips, calves nestled, of echoes ached in baths. Little streams passed all over their bodies. In the second account of creation, God gathers a handful of dirt and, breathing, makes Adam. There was no one to work the ground. "I will not eat a burger," I say as I sit in my car in the P. Terry's drive-thru. Then allow myself the revision. I will not eat two burgers. Hunger is the body's syllabus. There are tests and tests and tests. The first time I put my mouth at the opening of another body was years before I went to school. I asked for her mouth. She asked for mine. We vowed. We devoured the time that was in our veins, our legs, the breathed upon dust we have become. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east. Now the hillside is a mess of irises. Now the pawpaw in my throat. Now hair, washed and washed, testing, testing. Who has never left a garden has never written a word. When I plant, with my convoluted hands, an olive tree, I expect no fruit for years.